Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Bob, you have a bit of explaining to do because joining us in here this morning is our general manager, Greg. Good morning.
Well, I'd like to hear an explanation too. Good morning.
You and me both. I've no idea what's going on, Bob.
I do need to get something off of my chest, guys.
Okay.
I said we were going to talk about best cycling routes in the Riverland or something. That was all a lie.
It's a ruse.
Obviously. Look at me. I'm not getting on a bike. I want to talk about the Christmas party quickly.
Oh, no.
We were at the Berry Holiday Park. We played some mini golf.
You weren't recording anything, were you?
Brooke, as we discussed, I actually won the night. I kind of smashed everybody to the surprise of many. You'd say I played a good game?
Well, obviously, the scores say so.
Despite my great success on the golf course, there is one little detail that I have to come clean about. Brooke, there is a file in the computer called Bob on a Bike.
Okay.
Would you please play that?
Let's do it.
Hey, Brooke, it's Big Bob Lozza, and say hello to my friends at the Berry Holiday Park.
Hi, Brooke.
With the Magic 931 Christmas party booked in at the park's mini golf course, I've spent the past couple of weeks getting really good at mini golf. I've played at least once a week for the past month and spent almost $100, but it's also been about the friendships and I've gotten really close with the girls.
Are you in for another round of mini golf this afternoon?
You know it.
It's on the house for you.
They all want to know your middle name, by the way. This thing, Brooke, goes deep. I even got last week's work experience kid to help me study.
What's the trick to hole 5? Joel's left hand challenge.
What's a backhanded putt? Power's about a 7. You got to hit it so it bounces off that first edge and down the slope. Brooke, this was absolutely worth it in every sense and all in the name of beating you. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm shocked. Is this your secret project you've been doing this whole time? I thought I had won the day on Saturday, and this whole time you won purely because you were practicing behind my back.
A lot of practice. The thing I didn't count on when I was playing solo and studying, it's a 15 minute, you just bang it through. It was not the hour and a bit that it took 12 people to play golf at my bedtime, so it was a little sloppier than I would have liked, but the results, couldn't be happier.
You've got to add in 11 people on each hole going, where did I put my drink? Where did I put my drink? Where
that's,
did I put my
that's drink? That's true. That did happen. That's cheating.
I'm flabbergasted.
That is cheating.
Flabbergasted.
I applaud your effort. Yes, it is a word. Yeah. Yep. And it's very fitting here.
I was just happy I didn't give it away. I did have to tell Chris, but I was accusing everybody else of cheating by like peeking ahead at future holes and saying, no, you can't look ahead. Yeah,
so this explains why all of a sudden you were a Nazi on the rules of mini golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all makes sense now.
It does.
I don't practice what I preach.